Merry Christmas, the last Sunday of 2021. It's an exciting one. We're going to end it with a bang. Bang! It's over. The worship team was wearing all black this morning. We just, we didn't even communicate what, you know, the dress code was, and everybody was wearing black. I said, yes, it is time to bury the 2021, put it aside, put it behind us, and move into a new year. Hope you had a good Christmas time, good Christmas holidays. I'm happy to announce that I've stocked up on eggnog for the rest of the season. I'm always just sad that the stores don't carry it all year long, because it is my favorite Christmas drink. Yesterday, though, I did have a lot of eggnog. My family has provided me plenty of it. And when I was actually in a grocery store picking up some last-minute items for my wife just this past week before Christmas, I was walking by the fridge, and there was eggnog, but with candy cane. I did not know that existed. It just made my Christmas even better. Half a cup of coffee and half a cup of eggnog. That's all I needed for Christmas morning. Well, I hope you all had a good Christmas. We had just so much fun with the kids and family and friends, and we just celebrated the birth of our Savior. And today, I want to share with you the last message of fear not. This year has been a year of all things new. There's a lot of new things that God has done in our lives, I'm sure in your lives and us as a church, and we're moving into a new year. But this, I really believe this fear not theme that we've been doing in December is really, I believe, a message to all of us this morning and in this Christmas season, that we should never fear, that we should not be afraid. That was what the angels did tell to Mary, Joseph, and the shepherds, and we'll talk about the shepherds in a minute. But I feel like if an angel was to show up right now, I mentioned this last week, if he was to show up right now and talk to us, I believe the first thing that the angel would say would be, fear not. In the New King James, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. We need to hear that message more, and we need to live in that. So, the title of my message is, fear not if you matter to God. Fear not if you matter to God. Shepherds, who were the people that tended the flock and took care of the sheep, in the Old Testament, were people that were highly esteemed and viewed as, and shepherds became king. King David was a shepherd, Abraham was a shepherd, and it was a pretty good job in the Old Testament. But then with the establishment of the temple and the new era, shepherds actually became very low in the society. People viewed shepherds as not important, as the people that were just not as valued. It is one of those things that you didn't want to become or be. And when they would see a child growing up, didn't show too many interest in too many things, and maybe had some things that didn't work out, you know, people would usually say, well, it's okay, at least they're going to be shepherds, you know, when they grow up. That was like the last job that you wanted to have during the time of Jesus. And the shepherds were not as loved, not as accepted, not as known as a popular job. And they were just tending the sheep for weeks upon weeks upon weeks. And that was their job. That's all they knew how to do, and that was a pretty easy job. So if you look at the scriptures, and if you did some research, some of you went to Israel. I haven't been yet. It's still on my bucket list to go to Israel. But there was the shepherd's field where it was taught and believed that the angel showed up to the shepherds at night when they were watching their sheep. And the shepherd field was actually really close to Bethlehem, which is where the town where Jesus was born. And what amazes me the most is God decides to show himself and to announce the good news to the lowest class of people in Jesus' time. He went to Mary, Joseph. Now, Mary was busy with giving birth. The water broke, so she was busy with all the stuff that were going on there. Joseph was in his own, just his own thoughts and busy and didn't know what to think and what's going to come out. And then the angel showed up to shepherds. You would think that God would have a better idea for that time. I mean, why couldn't God just show up to Herod you know, or to some sort of royal, or to, let's say, someone that was really important at that time, to tell him, hey, a Savior is being born. Well, we wouldn't have the story of the shepherds, and we wouldn't have the shepherds in our nativity scenes if that happened. But I believe that God had a great message that he wanted, and a lesson that he wanted to teach us. And this is the lesson. Everyone matters. You matter. And you matter. And I matter. And the shepherds were the type of people that probably had a feeling as, I just don't matter in this society. There's nothing that I contribute. I just tend the sheep. I just watch the sheep. And that's all there was for them. And I'm sure because they were close, the shepherd's field was there. As people were passing by, all kinds of people were going into town, were seeing them. And I could only think of the thoughts that the shepherds were thinking as these people were passing by. Oh, there they are again. And what did they think of us? And we're just nobodies. We're just watching the sheep. Probably turned their head and didn't really want to look over. And people, who knows what kind of thoughts they had about the shepherds. Maybe some of the parents were with their kids and saying, well, if you don't listen, you're going to become a shepherd. If you don't do this, you're going to be a shepherd. This is what you want to become? No. Got to go to school and got to get a degree and this and that. And so they were generally viewed as worthless and not as important. But one of the amazing things in the scripture is that Jesus calls himself a good shepherd. And he called himself a good shepherd, and I think this was also another sign to all the people that were living at that time that he came to watch over sheep, which was us, and he came to protect the sheep, and he came to be our shepherd. And I'm sure a lot of people were confused by that statement when he made it, I'm a good shepherd, because in their eyes, shepherd is not a good person. They were thieves, they were liars, they did all kinds of stuff. We'll go into that in a minute. But Jesus comes to this world, and the shepherds were the ones to find out from the angel, directly from the angel. Let's read this story in Luke 2:8-20, and this is the scripture we can read together. Now they were in the same country, shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. They were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in a swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with an angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. So it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, let's now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. Oh, they're starting to feel important. The Lord is making it known to us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told them. I don't know if you ever ask yourself a question or you ever wonder, do I matter? Do people really care about me? Does God really care about me? Does God really care about my situation? I know God cares about these people, but does he really care about me? And in this life, we work on building our reputation. We want to matter. We want people to look at us, and we want to feel important when we're with someone. And maybe even this Christmas season, you've asked yourself a question. Do I really matter to them? Do I really matter to him or to her or to these people? And I'm here to tell you that you do matter. You do matter. And you know what? You matter to God so much that he sent his only son, but you matter to God, and that's all that matters. You matter to God, and that's all that matters. You know, we can go through this life, and we can have a sense that people don't care about us. And what we do sometimes, unfortunately, is we take that feeling that people maybe show us, or people that maybe we experience, and we take that, and then we put it on God, and we say, well, people don't care about us. God doesn't care about us. Nobody cares about us. We don't matter. And we tend to do that a lot in our relationships, in just our life. We tend to put things on God that we should not put on God. But we matter to God. You and I matter to God. In fact, the story of Christmas is that you matter to God, and our response should be that God matters to us. And that's why we respond with that, because if you were the only person on this planet Earth to live at the time when Jesus came, Jesus would have still come, and he would have still died on the cross for you, only for you. So we all matter to God. And shepherds had a couple of feelings that I'm sure in living in that kind of society that I think we all can feel at times. Number one, shepherds felt very unworthy. They felt distant. They were, like I said, they were an outcast in Israel. They thought, well, you know, I'm not good enough. I'm just going to be a shepherd. When it comes to religion, that's not for me, because all the religious people at that time looked down on shepherds. They were basically always on the road. They couldn't keep a Sabbath. They were always dirty. They were basically considered ceremonially unclean, so they couldn't really be even good enough for God. They hung out with the sheep all day long, and they were probably feeling physically dirty, but also spiritually dirty at that time. And sometimes we can feel the same way. We come to church and feel, maybe not physically dirty, because we try to clean up when we come on Sunday, but we can feel spiritually dirty. We can have that feeling of saying, well, you know, I'm just going to put my church face on, but you don't know what I did yesterday or what I did this week or how I hurt people and how I did this and how I did that. How can God love someone like me, what I have done and what I have said? In fact, on the way to church, I almost killed my child in the back seat. I couldn't reach to the car seat because they were just screaming their head off. And my wife and my husband, and we just fought all night long, and we just fought the whole morning, and we just got to church to put a church face on. And now I feel unworthy to be in this place. And I think we all feel like that sometimes. We can be sitting here, and we can be sitting at home, and we can be feeling unworthy because we just don't feel like we matter. Shepherds might have felt inadequate. They felt inadequate because they had no education. That was the last job that you wanted in the world. Nobody wanted to be a shepherd. And, you know, you may feel inadequate if you're a lady in this house. You should come and see my house, because my house is all dirty and messy and it's still not cleaned from last Christmas. And, you know, there's so many things to be done. And if you're a guy sitting in this room, you should see my garage. You should come to my garage and see it, because it's still messy. Even though I've been told many times I need to clean it up, it's still messy. And I feel inadequate because of it. And whether it's maybe there's things that you haven't done that other people have done and you feel inadequate. This is 1 year that I haven't put Christmas lights on my house. And that's because over time the Christmas lights have died. I was just lazy enough to go and buy the new Christmas lights and put them on. And thankfully, my wife put like a nice Christmas tree in our window. We have a nice window, so when people pass by, you can see it. But you're driving down the street, and your little one in a car seat, just going around, just wow, wow, look at that, wow. And it's like sometimes I feel inadequate because I was just a bad dad this Christmas. I didn't put the Christmas lights on my house. I feel inadequate. Sometimes we feel spiritually inadequate. You know, We look around and people, some people know more Bible than we know. They know all the verses in the Bible. They have a verse for every situation. They're just coasting through this life. They're so strong. And I just feel inadequate because I'm just not feeling it. And then they felt also unloved. You know, in reality, most of them were known in the society as thieves, as liars, and not the people that you can trust. They were not really able to give a, nobody wanted a shepherd to give a testimony in court if they needed to prove a point, because everybody knew that shepherds were liars. Then they also, because they were shepherds, not a single father wanted their daughter to marry a shepherd. First of all, they're never home. They go on weeks to tend the sheep. Second of all, they smell. And third of all, they smell. Who wants to hang out with a shepherd? So they felt unloved. And many people today feel unloved. You know, whether it's how can God ever love me because of this and that, or whether it's when I was a kid, my dad, you know, he didn't really care about me. He was around, but he wasn't really around. Or when I was a kid, my dad actually left us, and he never called, never talked to us, or my mom. Or maybe when you went through a relationship and maybe the spouse or whoever left and you felt unloved. They don't really care. And there's a difference between perception and reality. And I realize that a lot of people are living in perception. They don't live in reality. And a lot of people just assume things and live in this perception. They're not, it is really not real, but they live in this, they think in this, they go to bed with this, they wake up with this, and they just live in this perception. But the reality is, first of all, we all matter to God, and God loves us. And God has proven that just by showing up to the shepherds, the people, the lowliest of people, that everyone matters, that you matter. And second of all, people, there's also people in this life that care about us. There's also people that you matter to. So, religion didn't work for the shepherds. It made them feel even more distant from God. And I really believe that the religion doesn't work for us either. But when I say that, I say it, that the religion is not about rules and regulations of what we do, should do, and what we shouldn't do. It's not about how we should behave, but it's about a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, who came to be among us, to be with us, to live in us. See, God sent Jesus to this world so that we would have a personal relationship with him. He was made seen, visible, tangible, and he now lives in us through the Holy Spirit, as be sent by the Father. In the scriptures, there's a famous verse. It says, John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son." God gave his one and only Son because you matter. And you matter. And all of us matter. And I love how in the scriptures it's been referred to Abraham, Joseph, and Jacob, Jacob and Isaac. As there's a lot of scriptures that talk about this. It says God is a God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God is a God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And the reason I believe that that's being mentioned in the Old Testament so much is because God had a personal relationship with all these men, the three of these men. And that's what God cares about. He wants to have a personal relationship with me and you. And that God cares about every aspect of our life. He cares about everything that you think about. He cares about all the relationships and people that you love and worry about. He cares about all the needs that you have. He cares about all the talents that he gave you. God cares about every dream that you hold. He cares about everything that you want to change. He cares about everything that you want to grow in and learn. He cares about every single task that you undertake. He cares about every minutia of your life, every hair on your head. And that's what Christmas story is really all about. God becoming man, becoming one of us, so that we can understand and we can feel him, we can feel his presence. You know, one thing that we have going for us in this time and age that Jacob, Abraham, and Isaac didn't have was we are really aware of the resurrection of Jesus. And in our generation, we have experienced it. And that resurrected life of Jesus Christ, that Jesus who rose from the dead, and that resurrection power that raised Jesus from the dead lives in us today, lives in our hearts today. Do you believe it? God is the one who created us. He's the one who knew us way before this earth was made, way before we were made. And Isaiah 44, 2, the verse that I always like to remind myself of is simply this: I'm your creator. You were in my care even before you were born. So you matter to God. Doesn't matter how you feel, or doesn't matter if you go through this life and you feel like you're unloved, inadequate, and unworthy, you matter to God. God loves you. God has a plan for your life. I like to say it this way: if we're still alive, well, and breathing at the last Sunday of 2021, then you still matter to God. God still has a plan for your life. God still has a lot of things that he wants to do in your life, in and through you. So don't lose hope. Don't lose faith. You matter to God. Let us all stand. I want to pray for all of us. We can all go through this life, and we can always ask questions: Does God really care about me? Do I really matter? Does God really care about my situation, what I'm going through? Does God really care about my pain or the pain of my loved one? Does God really care about this relationship or that thing that I've been praying for a long time? I'm here to encourage you. God does care. God does care. God does care about every prayer that you pray. God does care about every situation you have. Everything that you're going through, he cares about everything dearly. And he loves you. And he has a plan for your life. So if you have felt unworthy, love, inadequate, I want to pray for you this morning. And I want the presence of the Almighty God, the presence of Savior, God with us, Emmanuel, to rest upon you this morning. And as you enter into a new year, that you would walk in this presence, that you would experience this presence daily, that you would let God fill you up with his peace, with his joy, that you would let God show you what he has for you, what he wants to do in you, what he wants to do through you. Fear not, and do not be afraid, because you matter to God. And Father, this morning we just come before you, and we thank you for the plan and purpose that you have for our life. I pray for every person right now in this room and watching online that's not feeling worthy, that doesn't feel loved, doesn't feel accepted. I just pray that the power of the Holy God and the presence of the Almighty Savior, creator of all things, would rest upon every single person that feels that way. And they would know right now with confidence in their hearts that they matter, that we matter, that you matter. You matter to God, and God loves you so much. And he wants to have a personal relationship with you. So, Father, help us to see this. Help us to know deep down in our hearts that we matter to you, and that's all that matters. That is all that matters. And we also want to be your light and salt to people around us, that we would be able to go, just like shepherds who were the first evangelists, going and telling everyone about the great things they have seen and heard. Let us be your messengers, God. Let us be your messengers, where we can share the message of Emmanuel, God with us, right in our pain, in our suffering, In whatever we go through, you are there with us, and we matter to you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for your love. Thank you for your care. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Have a wonderful week ahead, and we will see you next Sunday. Happy New Year. See you next year. It's my favorite joke.